Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh, my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
It's TMI.
It's the Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Show. Let's go.
All right, 49ers, 2-0 after Sunday's win over the New Orleans Saints, and now the Arizona Cardinals come into Levi Stadium for the 49ers home opener, and the question is, who's going to start at quarterback for San Francisco? They've got their starter, Brock Purdy, with turf toe.
Yikes.
And a lot of people talking about the variance in that injury. It could be something where maybe he plays Sunday. Other people think he could be out longer than that. So we'll probably find out more this weekend. But that's the decision facing the 49ers this week, Goo.
Yeah, and they're undefeated in the division, just one game against Seattle. But, boy, if you can get that bad baby to 3-0 and 2-0 in the division, I mean, last year just looks like a thing of the past. And the vibes are already different. I won't throw rocks at Sorensen, but the fact that you brought back Robert Saleh, he wanted to come back, and you feel like you're seeing dividends already on this young defense led by the OGs or the stewards. I just like where they're at, and I like the fact that, my biggest takeaway, Stoney, after two games, you could tell me yours if you like. Last year, I believe that team lost the games that they've won this year, and I think that's progress already.
You look at that game on Sunday, and
I was shocked it was close.
Yeah, but they didn't, they had two stops at the end of the game. The defense held twice, and they end up winning that game. 2-1 score wins for the San Francisco 49ers, both of them coming on the road. So nothing to scoff at. Lorenzo Neal, our 95.7 The Game insider, one of the greatest fullbacks of all time. He was on today with the morning show talking about Brock Purdy and this injury, the turf toe injury, and it's something that Lorenzo Neal had. And so he offers a little note of caution here to Purdy and the 49er fans.
You have to deal with some level of pain, but the pain will subside, and you have to deal with some of it. And then adrenaline during the game, you're okay. So, yes, I was able to deal with it. And then as the season goes on, if you don't get it jammed, if you don't get it fell on, but it's going to happen because the way that Brock plays, you can get through it. But I think if this is something, guys, depending on the severity of it, could last the whole year. It could last 7-8 weeks. And if he tapes it up, which he will, and buddy tape it and do the things that he will be able to do, he'll be able to get through practice. He'll be able to do some of the things limited. But I played a position that I knew I need to get down here. I need to push off on the toes, need to push off and be able to explode into individuals. But I didn't have to be as mobile at times as Brock, because I was going straight ahead and just running a track and trying to block them guys. Brock has to cut. And when you think about when you plant your foot in the ground, guys, just think about just a regular Joe planting your foot in the ground. Think about when you push off. You're pushing off on your what? Your big toe.
All right, that's Lorenzo Neal talking about turf toe, and maybe it is something that Brock Purdy's going to have to manage over the course of the entire year, or half of the season.
Yeah, and now I've never had it. Obviously, Stoney, I didn't play football past high school, but the bottom line is I do wonder what it feels like and how painful it is. But for Brock to come back in game and, you know, nobody know except his head coach and the training staff, and for it to be the reason he missed last week's game, and you hear Lowe and Baldy, guys that played the game, talk about it. I mean, at this point, Stoney, why do you not proceed with caution? Even if we got to the juncture where Brock was like, Stoney, I'm ready to go, just put me in. I almost want to – here I go, my favorite line, Stoney. Save the player from himself. Just take another week, bud. And the fact that you're 2-0, you tell me what you think, Stoney. I know this is a new team with new players, new additions. Shout out Ralph Tresvant. But the bottom line is, man, you want to play the long game. And what I saw from Mac Jones, that might be worth me just giving him another shot and another week for Brock to heal.
Yeah, I always, on this kind of situation, wonder, you know, how much of it comes down to where we are in the season, how much of it comes down to who the opponent is. And to me, this is a very easy decision for the Niners. If he's 100%, he plays. If he's not, give him an extra week. Because it sounds to me like a lot of the reports have been positive, that he's maybe healing a little bit more quickly than some of the early predictions of 2-3 weeks, maybe 2 to 5 weeks, something like that. So if he's if he's still feeling any lingering effects, I why not give him one more game? Because it is a long season. You got 17 games, and if this is something that you're worried about resurfacing possibly, then give it all the time you need right now.
I do wonder, I know it's Tuesday, Stoney, but, you know, I keep saying I would play the long game, especially after what I saw from Mac and what I thought he was capable with a great coach and great play caller and Kyle. Man, you know, the way this season's gone and how I overreacted or we overreacted to the calf report from McCaffrey, and then all he does is go out there and get the ball 31 times. I am curious to see if he has a shot to play against Arizona. Like, would they run him out there?
I think he's got a shot, but I don't see an urgency. I don't see an urgency to do it at this point.
I like that word.
And so, you know, obviously if you play game three against the Cardinals without Mac Jones and you lose, and now you're 2-1 and you got the Jaguars coming in, you know, maybe that's the game that you bring back Brock Purdy if he's healthy. But to me, this is like I always feel like these NFL teams deal with this all the time. Should a guy play? Should a guy not play? Brock Purdy's got turf toe. They'll make a decision based on probably what's the smartest thing to do. And I don't anticipate him playing on Sunday, but again, I'm not Brock Purdy, and if it feels fine, then go ahead out and play.
Yeah, you threw the last segment, you threw out to the listeners what's impressed you. And, you know, I said on the defensive side of the ball, Stoney, D. Winters has impressed me. You just kind of wonder where he was at last year, but that's neither here nor there. But on offense, Stoney, you tell me what you think of young Ricky Pearsall. He's got 8 receptions on the year, 164 yards, no touchdowns yet. But he's averaging 20 yards a reception. But he just looks smooth, man. And, again, I'm not saying he's Jerry Rice by any means, but I questioned draft night when they called Ricky Pearsall, and I was unfamiliar with him. But what have you made from him? Because we talked about the connection or their lack of the possibility with Mac Jones, but Stoney, dude, just looks solid.
I think he's been good the first 2 weeks. And, I'm lumping him in with a lot of guys. Again, like if you talk about all the players that have contributed to the first 2 wins of the season, I mean, you got to have 15 or 20 guys.
Damn.
Whether, you know, they've already gotten 2 great, you know, 2 big performances from 2 quarterbacks. They got a great first quarter out of Kittle. They've gotten two really good games out of McCaffrey. They look like they found something with Pearsall. Jennings had a good game last week. Bosa and Warner have been terrific on the defensive end. And so I just think they've got a lot of things going for them right now. And it feels like they've got it also feels like they've got some chemistry, and they're building more of it.
Yeah, and
right now.
And I'll say this: it looks like in regard to the special teams and the field goal kicking, not Panero, but Panero has earned his bread. I mean, he made both of his field goal attempts, Donnie, and excuse me, at one, but missed an extra point. That's fine, but made a 46-yarder. For the field goal. So you got to feel like the circus is out of town for at least a week with that acquisition.
Yeah. I mean, he was 2 for 2 field goal wise, missed an extra point, didn't hurt him. But the two field goals he made were right down the middle, and we haven't, that's the way other field goal kickers usually kick. And that's how we get to see them. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they beat the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. They're now 2-0 as they come home for their home opener against the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. And, you know, Kyler Murray's given them some trouble over the years. It wasn't long ago, even when the 49ers were kind of in their heyday, that we'd say, boy, mobile quarterbacks seem to give them a little trouble. I'm kind of looking forward to see if that's still the case on Sunday. Particularly because the 49ers have different personnel defensively. So maybe Kyler Murray's going to look at a defense that he's not quite as accustomed to seeing as he has in the years past.
Yeah, so Siegel and Stout and the rest of the gang, Renardo Green, who I've been singing their praises, Donnie, because they're learning and they're getting some right, getting picked on a tad bit, but at the end result, they're not costing the team losses. And I talked about Bryce Huff, great acquisition. You know, could we see him as a quarterback spy on Kyler Murray or something like that? But Robert Sala, not Wilkes, not Sorensen, he will put up a plan to kind of slow down Connor, James Connor in the backfield, Harrison Jr., and also Kyler Murray. And I just remember, Stani, last year, that home loss when they fumbled. They were going in maybe to secure the game and fumbled, and then Kyler Murray did what he did. So it's the James Brown game, you know, the big payback, just thinking of how you lost that one at home last year.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about your 2-0 San Francisco 49ers, and what, if anything, has surprised you through two games? We know it's still early, but the Niners have won two road games already, including a division game against the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah. We all know they were 1-5 in the division last year, and the 49ers are off to a good start. Is there anything that's happening with this team that you kind of didn't see coming? Or do you think this team is who it is and is going to be challenging for the division?
Now, I know you always have fun with me, so I'll keep it real and give you some ammo. But, Stani, I watched that first possession and, you know, the first quarter, and Mac Jones was 0-for-4, and I'm like, oh, boy. The first series, I don't know if you remember, McCaffrey didn't touch the ball. And I was like, Donnie, one series. But I'm like, what the hell is going on, Kyle? But, man, did he get hot, and did they get hot. But what shocked me is you could put up 26 points, and I don't know if we went to every other city in the NFL, how many teams' offense would be copacetic without their starting quarterback. You know, 26 points. I mean, three touchdowns. You know, I want to say, I know he had the fumble, but he was damn near flawless. And so was the game that Kyle called.
888-957-9570 is the number. Anything surprising about this 2-0 start for the 49ers? Let's go to Vaughn. Vaughn's in Berkeley. Hey, Vaughn, how you doing?
Actually, it's Don with a D, but right. That's close enough.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, hey.
I want to say first, I really appreciate what you guys do. I love listening to you. I love the back and forth and different opinions and personalities. I want to comment on something that Guru just said about that opening series and how it touches on one of my themes, which is how fragile we are as sports fans. If one thing goes bad, all of a sudden we're like, oh no. And then it's like, you know, a week ago with the Giants, we were like, hey, they're a playoff team. Now they come out and stink up the joint with the Dodgers two in a row and stink up the joint with the Diamondbacks. And it's like, oh, I guess I was wrong about that. But, you know, it's a story, and part of the fun is the storylines. So I wanted to talk about Mac Jones a little bit, if I could. We heard so much bad stuff about Mac over the years that we were prepared for that opening series to be a real drag. And then when he comes out and has the perfect touch on the pass to McCaffrey for the touchdown, and he has the perfect touch over the mid-range guy to get to Juwan Jennings, and he has the perfect read to get to Luke Farrell, it's like, hey, he's not bad. And then he's laughing in his press conference, and it's like, this is a pretty cool dude. So that's what I got to say, and thanks for what you guys do.
Hey, appreciate the love.
Thank you, Vaughn. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Max seems like, again, Stoney is one game, but after the presser, one of those personalities you can gravitate to, and one of those dudes that don't take himself too seriously.
Yeah, I mean, we are talking about a quarterback who's been a starter in the NFL. So, you know, Kyle Shanahan seemed to put him in good positions on Sunday where he didn't have to take a lot of chances. I felt like he might have held onto the ball a little bit too long a couple times. But then again, there were other times where it looked like he was pretty decisive moving out of the pocket. And trying to make something happen with his feet. But I don't think you can give Mac Jones anything less than, you know, an A-.
That's my grade. A, Stoney. I ain't even going to put the minus on it.
For his performance on Sunday. Let's go to Seth. Seth's in San Francisco. Hey, Seth, how you doing?
Good, guys. Good. Good hearing you this morning.
Thank you.
I don't know. Shock, maybe not. This isn't so much of a shock, but I guess just the reminder of the impact Saleh has and kind of the similarities that I see between Shanahan on the offensive side and Saleh's, you know, impact on the defensive young guys. You know, I think being removed a season or two, it really shows just kind of what they can do individually with their personnel and bringing guys up and just scheme, man. Like, I don't know if it's just Shanahan on his side of the ball has more weapons that can use the tools he has in his playbook better, but it feels like this team this year is able to execute in a way that they just couldn't do last year. And the same on the defensive side. I think the concepts that Saleh is running are just clicking with these young guys, and I think it will improve, you know, barring injury, man. I guess that's my two cents.
Appreciate the call, Seth. Yeah, it feels like they're, you know, and it's easy to say this now after last year, but they've seemed to have come out of the gates with a real understanding of what the goal is and what they have to do as a team. It feels like they're very together right now, and maybe that changes if you start losing a few games, but also I think it's big that you win some games early, because you know you give some of your young players a taste of what it feels like to win games that you contribute in. So, again, real nice start for the San Francisco 49ers. Saleh's been terrific. Shanahan. And, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, I know that Shanahan can be a polarizing figure, and I know there's a lot of fans out there that aren't crazy about him, but I think the reality of this situation is when you watch the 49ers win a game like they did against the Saints, knowing that the Saints might not be world beaters. We all know that. But look, that's Kyle Shanahan's strength right there. Giving the 49ers a chance to win a game on the road with a backup quarterback and making the backup quarterback look like he's been the starting quarterback here for a couple years, If you're a Kyle Shanahan critic, you got to take this one on the
chin.
On the chin for sure.
Yeah, and again, I've never paused, Donnie, in regard to giving this dude his flowers. I'm on record just calling him the boy genius, but he's in his bag right now, and there's no better example of that is when you have guys down like Kittle, and then you lose Purdy after 1 week, and you come in and you're responsible for how Mac Jones looks. Is he going to be the New England Mac Jones, the failure that a lot of people call him, or can you put him in like you've done with a lot of your team and your youngsters' positions to win? And then on the flip side, I feel like the Kyle of the defensive side of the ball is Robert Saleh. Stoney, I feel like when I'm watching the Niners play defense, it comes down to trust. I don't feel like he's calling, you know, defense scared. He's putting guys like Siegel, Renardo Green, he's acting like, to me, they've been there, and most of the time they're answering the bell, especially when it's go time, game winning time, and you see Seattle and New Orleans back to back, different junctures of the game, partner, have the ball with the chance to take the lead, and better yet, win the game. The defense is coming up, you know, they're making plays, and that's the stuff that I think you just bottle, you put in a big pot of gumbo, and it just grows, or you get more gumbo. So that's why, you know, you asked me earlier what I was most excited about or my biggest takeaway through eight quarters is I'm going to give it to the defense because I felt like that was the vase that had a lot of natural cracks because of the youth. But Robert Saleh's doing something and exuding confidence in these guys. And Stoney, if you watched the Niners and didn't know how young certain guys were, you would feel like this was a defense or a secondary of the past. And I'm not telling you they've been perfect.
888-957-9570 is the number. Real simple question to 49er fans. With your team at 2-0, what's been the best part of these two wins? You know, they haven't been 40-7 wins. They haven't you know, been overly impressive. Of course, the opponents haven't been world beaters by any stretch of the imagination, but nevertheless, the Niners are 2-0, and they're atop the NFC West with two other teams. And I think any 49er fan would have taken this kind of start. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
So I'm asking 49er fans, what's been the best part of the last 2 weeks? These two wins. Because there have been a lot of contributions from a lot of different players and, quite frankly, a lot of different coaches, too. Let's go to Robert in San Francisco. Hey, Robert. How's it going, man?
Hey. Yeah, thank you. So I just wanted to say that it's getting good here in San Francisco because I think Matt Jones is waking up in the morning thinking, I'm going to take Brock Purdy's job because that's how everybody thinks in that business. And I think that kind of competition – is going to make both of them better. And it's like Steve Young and Joe Montana. But, I think we got good days coming across real soon.
Appreciate it, Robert.
Well, turn the mic on, Goo. What would you say our resident Snyder fan, Carter Chickering, got in my ear, Stoney? He said he wouldn't take this start because they lost their quarterback. How would you respond to that?
Oh, I think the losing of the quarterback could end up being a silver lining.
Tell me how so.
For this team, because when you have a backup quarterback, the one thing you always want to find out is whether he can win you some games, and he's already done that. Obviously, if you know, I'm looking at this injury for Brock Purdy as a couple week thing, and he'll be back week, I don't know, 3, 4, 5. I don't think it's serious. If it's serious, obviously that changes things. But I don't think it's serious at all. I think he'll probably be back in the next couple of weeks. And then you're able to say that you're on top of the division and your starting quarterback has been hurt and you're able to overcome it and you're still in a good spot. Nobody wants to see Purdy get hurt, but right. I think the way this has happened has also been encouraging. The fact that Mac Jones did get the last one.
Yeah, and I'll just say this to that. The biggest flex in last week, you know, you ever say something, Stein, you have a point or a take, and you're like, man, that was good, even if other people didn't think it was good. And when I told you, I felt like Kyle Shanahan was Dr. Dre, the big record rap producer who had 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem. And those three people, to me, are Jimmy Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, and now, can you believe, until he's not the starter, Mac Jones is probably in the best possible coaching situation with the best play caller of his career. And all he does in his debut is go out there 26 for 39, 279 yards, arm strength on display. But the bottom line is he got the dub. So, you know, if we went around, you know, we won't have the answer, but if I told you now, is Cincinnati going to score 26 points, and I know they got a great set of receivers without Joe Burrows, I don't know. It could happen, but I don't have the confidence. But I'm with you in regard to, man, Mac Jones might be on the cusp for however long it lasts of being in the quarterback heaven in regard to who's calling plays and how he's dialing up. And Mac Jones exuded that or showed that to the world last Sunday in New Orleans.
What's the best part of the 2-0 start, 49er fans? 888-957-9570. Coming up at noon, Matt Barrows of The Athletic. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and football season is here right now, and that means Brian Baldinger every single Tuesday, 7:30 all season long. Baldy, now back to Steiny and Goo, and you know my boy from the Un is about to spit that liquid hot magma. Get him, Goo.
Why do I like that, Steiny?
Thank you, Joe Shasky.
I did something nice for Joe Shasky this morning you're unaware of, but
what happened?
The fact that I'm bringing it up, it's like people that do charity and then have a camera right behind them so they can, everybody can see it. He was going in on the coffee machine situation here this morning. And you know what I did, Stoney? Went across the street, got him some coffee, no sugar and cream. You proud? Pretty nice.
That's a nice gesture. I don't know what to say to that. That's a nice gesture.
I took care of my teammate, that's all.
Oh,
that's a hint, Stoney. Anytime,
terrific.
You know.
Terrific. Did he and I would assume when you brought it, he said thank you.
Yeah, I just walked in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. I don't.
It's not. All right, we got it, Stoney. You don't care.
Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Tracy, wants to talk about 49ers starting quarterback Mac Jones for now.
Nice. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
what's up, Paul?
Yeah, so I caught a hard take for you guys.
Get into it, this is the show.
All right. So I love Purdy, but I think Mac Jones is the future in San Francisco because Purdy is injury prone. He gets hurt a lot. Look at the last 4 or 5 years. Kyle never goes all in or Purdy or bust. He always keeps a back end QB2. you see his frame, he has a small frame. He can't be running around and taking those hits, but he does. And he will get hurt again, and QB2 will get his chance. I mean, I got to say it, but I know he got paid, but so did Drew Bledsoe. You know what I mean? So that's what I got for you guys. What do you guys think?
You go, Snani. I got something for him. Nice, Carter. That's nice.
I mean, do we really want to go there?
Well, I think his premise was not, and tell me if I'm wrong, Stoney, or misheard. I don't think he's saying Mac is better than Brock. His premise was, it sounded like, he doesn't think Brock is going to be able to remain healthy. And if you look at the Carfax report, you would be wrong, because when he did get hurt in that NFC Championship games, obviously he missed that game, but he didn't miss any after. So I don't see any of that. And Norm, my father from Union City, East Texas, told me, Stoney, always follow the money. So the fact that they just paid Brock Purdy, if he remains upright, this is his gig.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Now, imagine had this been last year and Brock got hurt in a you know what I mean? And Mac Jones came in and, let's just say, put together four of these type of games. Then I could see your mind going there, but to me, there's none of that. And I know I'm moving too fast with this take. It's not hot. But, Stoney, there's something telling me that he might be out there for the home opener. And I heard Brock Purdy, that is. I heard Lowe and Baldy. I get it. But I was watching him on the sideline. And again, he's not playing in, you know, football, running for his life. But I didn't see, you know, I didn't see him in a boot. So I think there could be a chance he plays Sunday.
What's the best part about the 2-0 start for the San Francisco 49ers, if you're a 49er fan? They're 2-0 on the road. They've already won a division game on the road. They won 17-13, then 26-21. They've won 2 one-score games. What's the thing that you're most encouraged about with this San Francisco 49er team, knowing that, you know, there's probably still a lot of skeptics out there who look at, win over the Saints and say, well, it's the Saints. We're gonna find out more about this team with the Cardinals and the Rams coming up in two out of the next 3 weeks. But, I mean, for now, the 49ers can only be 2-0 at this point.
Yeah, I like that. And that's what they are. And I'll say this about the Saints. I was calling them the Aints, but they took this week's opponent, the Cardinals, down to the wire and almost pulled out a win. Bottom line is they didn't, but I thought Spencer Rattler, he showed some stuff, some moxie. Kamara almost got 100 yards on the ground. They did some things. They had the dropsies, and that helped the Niners get this win. But all in all, Stoney, and I know you kind of cringe at – I kind of call it college radio, but I always felt like if I were a coach, who would you give your game ball to the past Sunday's game?
I don't think I'd overthink it, and I'd say Mac Jones.
I'm not mad at that, but I'm going to give it to Fred Warner. And, Stoney, I don't know what we're watching and how better he can get and how long he can keep this up, but this dude from – I mean – the BYU is just incredible, but his uncanny ability to play reckless, but it's that superhero reckless. It's timely recklessness, and for him 2 weeks in a row to punch out the ball from two dudes. Kamara's a dude. I know he's not as great as he's been, but he was playing Sunday. And to knock that ball out the way that he did, I feel like changed the course of that game. He did it against the Seahawks. Jackson Smith and Jigba was doing whatever he wanted. But Fred is special, man. And now you put him with Bosa, D Winters, who, again, Stoney, I'm in love with right now through two games. I just like where this Niner defense is, and the best part is these youngsters are going through their puberty, their football puberty, right before our eyes. And if you're going to bend but don't break and have your backs against the wall but make plays to secure wins, that wasn't here last year in the Bay, and through 2 weeks, partner, it is. You got to be feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know yet if the 49ers are better than last year or if they're better, how much better they are than last year. because, you know, the first two games to me, I didn't see a team that was light years different than last year's team. Like I haven't looked at these first two games and said, boy, this team's a juggernaut. I've looked at this first two games and said, you know what? They look a little bit better than last year. And they, most important, they were able to win two games that they weren't able to win last year. So in a way, I don't know how much better they are than last year, but I do know that they just won a game or maybe two games that they probably weren't going to win or wouldn't have won last year.
Yeah, and you may throw something at me for this take, Stoney, but I mean it. In a crazy world, you know, the fact that it was Seattle, and again, I love that they went up there and beat Pittsburgh, because now it makes that win against them, not just your division foe, you know, you can put some respect on that win, going up to Seattle and winning that game, and then pulling out a game against New Orleans, which, you know, the spread was 3, they covered. But the bottom line is, why do I feel like the wins are better than 21-10? And obviously that's what the Niners coaching staff would take. But the fact that last year they just couldn't win the close games for whatever reason through two games, you feel like maybe that's changed, and I'm with you. You can't make those big assessments. But as far as fans, Stoney, I think you can feel like they're better, but yet you only got these two games to go on.
888-957-9570 is the number. Best part of the 2-0 start, 49er fans. Let's go to Jordan in San Leandro. Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey.
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, so happy Tuesday, first and foremost. But secondly, dang, I'm here to give flowers, man. I was just so hyped off with just our defense and how solid just kind of made that whole concoction against them. It was beautiful. It was a sight to see. I'm just so happy. It's just an improvement from last year. And then you see those, like the linebackers, the secondary, it was all beautiful. But what I really want to focus on is just that defensive line. Like D. Winters and Bosa just put on a show. They've been doing it the past two games. Knock on wood. I'm not trying to jinx anything. But I think that's my biggest takeaway from these two games. I mean, if they keep this up, we're going to pretty much be unstoppable on that defensive end. But, like, last year, thinking about it, it was just every quarterback against us just had so much time in the pocket. They were so comfortable. I mean, they were doing their taxes in the pocket. They were making sandwiches in the pocket. I mean, like, they had all day. They were doing their checkdowns and then doing them again. Mm. And then what? We couldn't get any stops. We were getting cooked every game last year, but I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway this year. And I hate to do it to you guys. I don't want to throw any controversy in there after this, by the way, but I got to put the rat on the table, brought to you by Atco Pest
Control. There you go.
If Mac Jones keeps balling like this, $52 million looks crazy.
You mean for Purdy?
I don't want to. I was hoping, 100%. I mean, I'm looking at that game. I'm like, please throw one interception. Please throw one pick. I need some doubt in my mind. For the love of God. Like, I've never been so excited. So mad that somebody did this well and on my own team. I'm just sitting there going, oh, my God. We paid that guy $52 million, and this guy's putting up 300. Oh, my. Like, crying on my couch. But other than that, like, hey, take your time, Purdy. I think we'll be okay.
Appreciate it, Jordan.
He shared his heart, Stoney. And I want to throw a flag on him, but you feel how you feel, because I think one doesn't have to do with the other. But as far as the D-line, I told you, when's Bosa going to get some help, Stoney? And when you look at Alfred Collins, Mykael Williams, and you look at the stat sheet, they're not popping out, but they're making plays. They have girth. And Bryce Huff coming around the corner, I believe he had 4 pressures, Stoney. That's the most, if I'm correct, the most pressures a Niner player, Bosa teammate, has had since 2021. So he was lined up inside along with Mykael Williams, Alfred Collins, and you got Bryce Huff coming around the edge. And again, it's one game, but I'm like, man, if Saleh's in the lab coming up with that antidote and that grows or gets enhanced, I mean, that's how you win games. So I'm shocked just from that standpoint of this Niner defense. I think, you know, they got some help and the young dudes are starting to pop. But here I go. Can't that be a bit unfair to Brock, though, from the simple fact that, okay, we know Kyle is excellent at what he does in regard to putting quarterbacks in the best possible position to win. But after one game, you kind of want to see the guy throw some interceptions or do some not good things to justify the 52 from a guy that took you to a Super Bowl and two NFC championship games? Like, I'm not there yet.
I'm looking at Purdy last year. He had two games last year where he threw three touchdowns and had no picks. He did it against Seattle in a 36-24 win, and he did it against the Rams in a 27-24 loss. Look, we're talking about Brock Purdy possibly playing on Sunday. If this were an injury, like a Joe Burrow injury, where it'd be 2 or 3 months, that'd be one thing. But even then, I'm not saying that Mac Jones, even if Brock Purdy were out 2 or 3 months, then we'd have to wait and see what he looked like coming back. But I after one game, no, I think that kind of talk is obviously
and real
premature.
Quick, before you grab the next call, Stoddy, and also the fact that you gave your quarterback the bag. You gave Brock Purdy the bag because he earned it. So, and the game that he was upright in Seattle, Brock won you that game. So, you know. I mean, I'm rooting for Mac Jones to be as flawless as possible, and I'm sure Kyle is, but I just want to slow Niner fans, the ones that feel like, hey, you know, it's Apple. We got an upgrade. Slow down because Brock has been paid and he's going nowhere.
I mean, the question I have for 49er fans is if Brock Purdy had played the exact same game as Mac Jones, would we be saying that's one of Brock's better games in the last 2 or 3 years? 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny Koa in the Presidio.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Just a simple thing I'm going to say. I've been a 49er fan since when I was 4 years old. Moved up here from Hawaii. And I remember my dad predicted about DeBerg. And so is Montana. This is like a history repeats itself. I'm looking at all the angles and everything. Hope not. But I can see the potential of Mac Jones as compared to Brock. Mac's a little bit taller and he's more flexible the way I look at it. It's like history repeats itself. It happens here in our, you know.
You think Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy? Or he's going to take over the job from Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But for me, I think he's way bigger and taller. And just keep on playing. I think he's going to be more better than Brock.
All right. Appreciate it, Kenny.
Bye.
Well, I'm going to go happy hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not easy because Brock Purdy set the bar so high. He's gotten you to a Super Bowl. He didn't lose you the Super Bowl. He got you to the NFC Championship game. So I'm just saying it's one game for Mac, and I'm happy for Mac. And I'm happy the Niners got to win. But the bottom line is, how can people be at a decision so quick when Brock Purdy has skins on the wall?
Well, I think it's in anticipation of what if Purdy isn't ready to go in
the next couple weeks?
Yeah, in like a timely manner. You know, what if Brock Purdy and this injury keep him out a month? I don't think we're there, but I guess that's what certain fans are talking about. But I would need to see a lot more. And then here's the other thing, even from a logistical point of view, okay, let's say 2 months from now, you say, you know what, Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy. All right, what are you going to do about it?
And that's right. Okay. There we go.
So what happens now?
We can't get that 52 back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers are 2-0, and we're asking fans what the best part of this start is. Is it the fact that Mac Jones has won one of the games? Is it the fact that Christian McCaffrey looks like himself or closer to himself than he has in a little while? 888-957-9570 is the number. Can we get Devin in an Uber? Devin in an Uber. What's up, Devin? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Doing well.
Hey, Goo, how you feeling, brother?
I'm hanging in there, baby. Glad to be back.
There we go. Hey, really quick. You know, I got nothing but love to say today. You guys, man, I don't know if you guys are first for the best radio show in the country, man. Like, I really love you guys and the dynamic.
He said country.
To speak now, I want to, oh, yeah, but, you know, big 95.7 the game. You know, we here, man. Now, really quick. As a diehard Raider fan that's from the city, right, the Niners, I think the fan base should be ecstatic right now. I think you guys should be extremely happy based off of this, right? With all things considered, based off of this, your front office is doing everything they can to strive to have a good season. And as a fan, that's all you can ask for, right? The front office cares. The coaching staff cares. The players care. We know people are going to get injured. You don't win every game. It happens. But effort matters, right? That's what keeps the fan base paying their dollar and sitting in front of that TV. And we're watching them bring in Saleh. We're watching them, I mean, you know, receivers in and out due to holdouts or due to injuries, and they're bringing receivers in. Jake Moody isn't doing what he can, and they're trying their best to get every last drop from him, but if they can't get more, you know, forget about it. Bring in a kicker. These guys are doing what they can for you guys. And they even helped out getting Mac Jones because they realized what it was when Purdy's out. And now look, you know, so it's like just celebrate it. I get that the wins aren't 49-0, and it is what it is. But you guys are collecting dubs. You see what I'm saying? And I think that that's all that matters. You know, you just go week by week. So salute to y'all. I can't have any hate today. You know, salute to the Niners doing their thing. Salute to their – but I hope the fan base gets better. Quit being too needy and entitled, man. I love you guys.
All right, back at you. Well, a lot of love there, Steiny. And I'll say this. This is how I see it, Steiny. You got Ayuk at some point coming back. You got Kittle after week four coming back. You got Brock coming back. You got DeMarcus Robinson coming back. So you're 2-0 now. You keep that up. You got some enhancements. Who's telling after this defense keeps going through its puberty, you know, where you'll be week 8, week 9, week 10? You should be excited.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fan, fans, what's the best part of this 2-0 start for you? Two road games and you're 2-0. But what's been the best part of it? You know, I look at you know, Mac Jones quarterbacked you to a win as a backup. I look at Christian McCaffrey. He looks pretty darn good. And I'm, you know, if you don't think he's quite back to 2 years ago, the question I have is, can he get there? Who's to say he's not knocking off rust right now in terms of his injury? Bosa and Fred Warner have been terrific. Yeah. Both making game-winning type plays. The young guys have played pretty well. Upton Stout has been a mainstay in the first two games. So if I were to ask 49er fans the best part of this 2-0 start, how would we all answer? 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, coming up at noon, which is in 20 minutes, we'll have Matt Barrows of The Athletic. Of course, he covers the San Francisco 49ers, and he was in New Orleans on Sunday. And I wonder if he was one of these guys on the conference call yesterday with Shanahan. Apparently, the beat writers were a little lethargic.
You guys are slower today. Were you guys in Bourbon Street too long last night or something?
Long flight back.
All right.
Yeah, so apparently the media didn't have a lot of questions yesterday for Kyle Shanahan, and he gave him grief about
maybe Kyle said a little too slow, Snotty.
Yeah.
Like Geno Smith last night.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's the best part of this start, 49er fans? 888-957-9570. Again, Matt Barrows of The Athletic is coming up at noon, which is in 20 minutes. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of you Browns. You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.